long as the kid carries his voucher with him, what difference does it make what school he goes to? I can talk about it. Well, it's a very good exercise. I appreciate all your work. We'll get back at this. And when we have our other meeting, set aside a couple hours on it, George. And this is a good time of day. Say, meet at around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and that everybody's done with everything else. We'll meet till 6.
But I raised one other layered problem.
Sure.
While I was here, and we're all together.
Sure.
Actually, there are two problems. One is on international narcotics control. We're not achieving anywhere near an optimum cooperation level. And another problem is that there is now a Department of Defense damage assessment, so-called, which has been prepared to the effect that the Pentagon Papers inflict no damage at all on the security of the United States. Now, the court files are replete with affidavits from admirals and generals saying how much the Pentagon Papers would damage the United States if they were released. For some reason, Laird has caused this no damage assessment report to be prepared.
Yeah.
And we'd like to get back in position on that because we've got, of course, got the Ellsberg case to try. And I'm open to suggestion. I'll call him if that's the way that everybody thinks I ought to go, and just tell him to get a damage assessment report in that shows damage, consistent with Admiral Geiler and everybody else. But somehow or another, he's
any
got
reason why you should call it.
Okay, well, I'll call him and just tell him.
But all that that done because of the judicial and other things.
And at the same time, if you don't mind, I'll get him on the narcotics thing. See if we can get him in line on that. But I hesitate to badger him because he always invokes the NSC as a...
Or just say that we had an NSC meeting in his absence.
Okay. His proxy was voted in favor of the proposition.
Well, he's been very helpful to
me. Well, he helped me. I'm sorry, I went later for a long time.
The hearings are just underway now, so this will be very, very closely.
As far as levels are concerned, I think that we can sort of reserve some finality until we see what the president's final selections are.
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea for the
positions.
At this point, to let everybody know that we're trying to get full blood and balance, because if you don't try at this point, you don't ever get it.
Yeah, it's the goal.
No, nothing final at all.
What is the situation?
Certain self-interest.
put, take that on my, myself, on my responsibility, would you?
No.
No, it's terrible. Because, you know, take the prisoner issue, medically, very quickly, but it says that, what they say, that within 6 months after prison you can release. That's what they say, I don't know.
I agree, if you have an agreement, it's...
But, agreement to release. Fine, but that only leaves one option. See, basically, if you do that, I'm just looking at the narrow prisoner issue, put yourself in a position at the end. If they pass such a resolution, such a restraint on the president, it in effect says, well, if we release the prisoner, we get all American forces out in a certain time. And so, basically, the prisoners for that. As a matter of fact, we probably will be out roughly in that time frame anyway.
Well,
but if on the other hand, you leave hanging open in the fact, maybe you won't get out at all.
That's true.
If on the other hand, you leave on the fact that maybe you're going to in and bomb the hell out of them, which we damn well might do it for the prisoners alone, then you've got three weapons. And you're likely to get the prisoners a hell of a lot sooner. That's my point. You make certain now, with the Mansfield Amendment, that you aren't going to get the prisoners.
Right now.
Except under those, on that narrow, there are why. That's my point. They don't realize it. Now, we may not beat that deadline, but I think we will. I think. At least that's what we're counting on.
What the hell? We're trying just as hard as we can to get out.
And, you know, if they, the Dallas Hunter, casually, this real meeting this morning?
I thought it was very powerful.
Last week, the casualties were 8. This week, they're 5. That's too bad, but they're 5. For Christ's sakes, what are these people talking about?
Well, they want to be the ones to end.
Exactly.
That's the problem, is you.
Oh, sure. They want to be in a position where, well, we let this poor, dumb president
know.
I mean, and he wouldn't want to, but you know, kicking and screaming to end this war. So we voted for it. So
some secretly hanker after that humiliation of the withdrawal. We have to have this kind of
experience.
Yeah, they've got to expiate.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
there are some that no. Well, put it, Cap, it really gets tired. Do some really want the United States to end this war in a way that is known that we lost?
That's right. They want
to. We failed because they said all along that we shouldn't go in, and after we did get in, then they got us in, and they said we should get out. Because it was the wrong war, and therefore you've got to lose.
Yes.
That is a terrible attitude.
That's what infuriates them about Vietnamization and your policy, because
then it's working. And what it is, and there's another thing that you have to have in mind. And it turns out that 402 is re-election. All of history has called us that. The fact that he has such a big vote is helping us with our Vietnamese.
Solider today.
Solider. Well, that big vote. I mean, I hadn't realized it at the time. I thought it was something. And I wish he had to have. If I'd have done it, I'd have put up a couple of clouds and paid him to run. Then he got 50%, 40% of the vote or something. What he should have done. But he didn't do it. He just got that way. But when you come down to it now, that's one way. So you got Pew with no election. Or some election. That's not in order. Or the alternative, which is so dreadful, actually is a communist South Vietnam with no election. And with, and I know where I am putting this mind, with at least a million killed. My God, they've been fighting for 5 years. At least, at by the very smallest number that we can think of. How many North Vietnamese have been killed in this war in the past 5 years? Did you say how many? A half a million? Probably 750,000 have been killed. What the hell do you think they're going to do when they take over South Vietnam? How many think they're going to kill? They killed even when they had deaf people when they got to North. They killed. They according to the Catholic Bishop of today, they killed and starved to death 750,000 people. God damn it, that's what will happen in the South. Now, of course, all that doesn't matter, you know, that we suffered enough, what do we care what, the people in South Cliff, they were much of those feathers and all the rest. Don't think it would affect the inside, and particularly, but we're so close, it was probably this week, maybe 15 this week, next week. So we're out 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, whatever the case might be. And we succeed. And South Vietnam survives. And the prisoners are back. Yeah, it's been a miserable long war. South Vietnam, with the government that we would prefer was elected, as most governments in the world are not, with a contested election. South Vietnam is there. God damn it, that's a hell of a difference. And that's why these people, oh boy, once we get to the point, I'd love to take them on and kick their balls off, because it's so horrible what they're suggesting.
Is there any chance of getting those prisoners by force? Do we know where they are?
Oh, no, you mean another... No, we don't know where they are.
It's moving them back and forth now after that.
Yeah. They were moving forth. But let me say this, there is another chance to get them. North Vietnamese is desperately, and North Vietnamese is desperately hurting the blood, desperately at the present time. This is why the Mansfield didn't have a fight. If the negotiating track closes, as it might, in December or early January, let me tell you, I'm not going to come in there and simply say, look, Wells, we're going to get out in 6 months, and in that time period of time, we will keep a residual force to get the prison. We're going to take out, on a very highly selective basis, we will take out those military targets, which are needed until we get the prisoners. I mean, we need to crap it around. Now, that, you see, is that very fact they know, because of Cambodia and Laos, that I will probably order this, gives, and the Russians know it, and the Chinese know it also, that may get us a negotiation. But you see, in the event that they pass this ban, they pass the House and Senate, they pass this kind of amendment, that becomes a vital threat. So they think it's Iowa. But it won't happen. But it's not easy. They have, it's a great irony that the sons of ventures have got us in, Harrah and the rest have got us in. The Kennedy clan and tribe have sabotaged every effort for us to get us out. Every goddamn effort.
An interesting effort in the New York Times this morning to rehabilitate J.F. Kennedy.
Right.
One of the Times editorial writers.
Shannon. Yeah. How's it rehabilitated in what way?
Well, it says there are all these Latter-day Carpers who are now running down, and he was really a far-sighted man, and he was going to get rid of Rusk, and he was going to get rid of his advisors, and he's going to lead us out of the wilderness, and he's going to have a Russian summit. And he was going to have a summit in Japan, and he was going to solve all the problems of the Far East if he only lived.
How did he know this?
Well, he didn't say.
Mr. Kennedy handled that Vienna summit so well. There's a little
trouble about it every time. He said his critics now are carping at him for his failure to send in the Marines after the badly conceived Bay of Pigs operation failed.
Yeah. They pointed the difference that went that he was willing to admit that it failed, and promptly withdrew the troops.
Boy Shannon, he's up at the top of that.
He's a left wing somewhere.
But I think this for years. This gives us a little opening.
Well, you know, you know what you have,
right?
With life.
Well, I think we do with the New York Times in a way. See if we can lay a piece of bait out there and see if somebody goes after it.
They never do it.
Well, the Times might not, but somebody might. I think this might just get
us. I know, but if that bait is used, John, it's, you use it for all the Marlins when you go.
Sure.
Make it big.
Sure.
I'll come back to you in a day or so.
Maybe television.
Well, I'll be back to you on it's kind of an interesting invitation to the dance.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir. Which is well.
Yeah.
Did you try Mr. Powell, Lewis Powell, again in Virginia? I think he's probably back in Richmond.
Those the Gallup figures were taken before the
said they'll be finishing the 11th. So I don't know what full defect I've had every day. That's by a week, I thought. You have the summit, you also have the textile and the, and also I made announcements. Had a good reception in North Carolina. Yeah. I talked to George Schultz a little on that. We were on fighting. He, of course, is a, he's, of course, is a monitor. He's very much. I'll tell you a funny thing. I am not just pessimistic about this economy somewhere. God damn it. You know, whether it's housing or cars or anything else, we just hear too many evidences of people doing better than the rest. And, so I think frankly, the people we talk to, the market and all that sort of thing, those people reflect that. I think out in this country, well, there's going to be something in our Harrison view that we're going to have a hell of a Christmas. You need to be wrong. That's right. Yeah. We're going to get one with a consumer price and this week. Sure. We'll be good for that. Like the policy. I don't know what the hell else we can do to get to the world. It's just, it is going now. I feel like this thing is a hell of a lot better. I think it's just the psychology.
Jesus Christ, that kind of a talk, I read
township like to know.
I'm bothered by that. You're not? Probably not. Come back. Quite a day, I mean, quite a year. Well, okay, we'll see what happens. Kevin, you're speaking politically. What does this mean, Kevin? But that's, I see.
Yeah.
law, I think it would, there's sort of that conscious of the, into a big firm, into a big city, and all that. But, what about this, the other person, I still, all around our Irish, every play we make those efforts is good. Well, keep me posted if you got any calls. Howard, damn well ought to do this now, you just got to do it. Tell him he won't take no for an answer. Sure. John. No, John? Yeah, I was going to tell you, I feel that it's an initiative that that's something that we ought to perhaps, the first bite on that, you and I ought to sit down and talk about it, so that I can sort of get a good feel of it, and then you should get a comment that it isn't something that really should be sort of consensus kind of thing anyway. So what do you think? And the more I feel about it, I don't know, I think that this is a really cold judgment, but I really think we've got to go for it. What do you think, Matt? And the other thing is that now Kat, of course, is very, very sensitive politically, but I just wonder if the tax increase thing is all that important, if particularly if you can relate it to a tax reform, Let's see. Restructuring the whole tax farm. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And also the reform and so forth. I'm feeling like it. Maybe we can do it Saturday. We might do it at Camp David or something like that. Fair enough. All right. Okay. Anything else of interest? Good. Oh, good. Well, they know how they're trying to screw us on things, so be sure they know. All right, fine. Bye. Dr. Billy Graham, please. Thank you. that's great. They told me CBS Confession, now they haven't been too good to us on a lot of things, but on this, they said they were just great. He's basically. Isn't that something? No. Well, that's good. The main thing is, how about our friends, how they feel? I mean, the people, your friends and the rest. They felt where they got the message. That's the point. Okay. You haven't heard anything. Okay. If you're sitting back there, you don't hear it happen. Well, it's hard to know what to say in such a case, but. That's right, that's all right, too. Well, tell me, you're feeling all right. You're right. I know you were, and you give the Holiday Inn people my best and tell them when I stay at a hotel, I'll try to pick theirs. Okay. Right. Okay. Great. Bye.
come back. What are these, Mark? We go to one page.
Calling?
No, no, it's just a legislative issue.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else for the work?
Paul Keyes, please. everything's going well. Right, right, Dave. Is that right? Right. Well, I just, oh, I agree. But I just glad it's going so well. And you're holding up right where you were. Yeah. Even with the noisy engine. Yeah. Right, right, right. Oh, it could be better. But just keep the boys in line. They're doing great. And what is it on Thursday nights? Monday. Well, I haven't seen it since the first one, but I'll have to look again. You said drop Rose a note, and I'll try to. Of course, Mondays, you know, usually most of these nights I'm out. But what time do you come on? I can make that at times. At times. Fine. Well, if you do that one, then let me know, and maybe I'll see it, and I'll send you a wire or something. How would that be? Right. Okay, Paul.